The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
You've been playing a lot of shows.
I've been a bit of a weekend warrior.
Yeah, you've been doing the music scene pretty big.
The scene of music, if you will.
With the who you been with? You've been with the band Groove Johnson, right? Y'all have done a show.
That's right.
And then Cosmic Gravy. Y'all have done a couple.
That's right. Three. We played our third one with me in that band yesterday.
Yeah. Saturday. See, working nights, dude. My days get all kind of fucked up like that.
Yep.
Because
it was a 10 to 2.
You're running a double life. You got that day life and that night life.
I tell you, it was like there's this movie. We get to talk about this. I watched the new Spider-Man. You know how I've been just so done with Disney and Marvel?
I didn't know there was a new Spider-Man.
No Way Home.
I watched the new Batman.
It was, I've got a... We'll talk
it's
about
it. It's not animated. Is it animated?
No. It's like, it's got the Tom Holland, it's got Tobey Maguire, and it's got Andrew Garfield. It's got all three Spider-Men.
Okay, cool.
From all three iterations.
Okay.
So, in No Way Home. And so, it's the... In the cinema version of Marvel, it's the introduction to the multiverse. But they had already done it with their show series, such as Loki, and stuff like that. And
were
so the new Doctor Strange, which just came out,
yeah,
the madness of the multiverse.
See, I might have
so they're
that
opening,
one.
Dude, string theory, multiverse, like all that stuff that we like to talk about.
Yeah, all that stuff.
They're having a lot of fun with it, and so
that's making me believe more and more that it's real. It's real. There's weight behind it.
Just because
Marvel. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about it. this is a sound check.
Which simply says this. All of our loved ones, if Jesus were to come tonight, before you and I... You can hear the gospel and you don't feel anything, then you are in your most dangerous position.
Welcome, you! By the sound check, you already know what it is. This is your host, Alan. We're going off the deep end.
What up?
I've got brother Big John here with me.
What's up, guys? You know.
Doing in the brother club.
Made it.
In there like swimwear.
You know, I missed you yesterday at Market Street.
I was supposed to be working it.
Really?
Shame. Everyone knows the name.
Yeah. It was strange not having you there.
Last year was silly.
Well, no, it wasn't last year. It was September. Remember that now?
Oh yeah.
So it was last year in real time.
It was the makeup.
Yeah, the makeup Market Street where it even almost rained it out.
Oh, did it rain?
Yeah,
everyone like retreated to Munson and Brothers.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened again this year. That's what happened again.
Well, it's best bar downtown.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's things happening downtown, though.
There's the things coming.
I think, yeah. I don't. Sunday Local's no longer a thing.
And I saw they done it one time this year. I don't know if there's... I think it's still a thing, dude.
I don't think they're at their old location anymore, though.
I don't know what's going on with that.
I know what's going on with that. And I don't think it's public yet, so I can't say anything.
Moving on.
Anyway, man,
It's a big thing in the city, and we're moving on.
You've been doing a lot of shows like we were talking about, man. How is the show life going?
Oh, dude. Most successful band I've ever been in.
Really?
Yeah, so...
Groover.
Cosmic Gravy.
Okay.
But you're not wrong about Groove Johnson.
Yeah.
Because it's Philip and Matt and me are Groove Johnson.
Yeah, it's Brett Bass.
And you add Hunter Burrell, and you got Cosmic Gravy.
Yeah.
But you're a big fan of this. When you add Hunter Burrell, you get Grateful Dead.
Oh.
You get John Prine. You get,
oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so we do some covers for
stuff,
people.
Yeah.
Like, so we are a bluesy Southern rock jam band. And I'll tell you what, dude. Last night was probably our best show. We played at the Keg at Orange Beach.
So you've been on the beach
twice in a row. I was in Orange Beach last weekend, and I was on Orange Beach this weekend.
Goodness.
And we're going back in 2 weeks to be the after party at the Keg for the Hangout Fest.
That's cool.
We'll see, man. I think so. I think it's pretty cool.
I think I might. And you know, I don't work at the radio station anymore, but I was due to go to Hangout. It was my year before COVID hit and killed all the festivals. So I wonder if I could still play that card and pull, like, hey, man. You know, I was working here when...
How'd you go out? Did you go out like Blaze of Glory? Or?
No, absolutely not. I was, it's completely kosher.
Striker still cool?
Yeah, we still message each other.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe so.
I'd be like, hey, man, let me get those Hangout passes. They don't even have to be VIP. Just let me get some tickets.
Dude, I'll tell you the way. Is I've done this once. And, like, because of, like, Munson Brothers, just take, like, Double Decker.
Yeah.
Which is a free event anyway, but if you happen to be there working, and then after the selling shit ends at night, they do concerts. And so the first night of Double Decker was like, first time I went was like Kingfish and Jason Isbell. And so you're already there.
Yeah.
You had just worked it. You just made some money. You got some money in your pocket. You know what I mean? You can have a good time now.
Yeah. You've made the money to have the good time.
Yeah. Right.
That's why, man.
And so also is I've worked festivals to where I was the guy selling a beer. I did that one time. And you're at the festival. You're working it, but you...
But you are there.
But you are there.
You are getting to hear the music.
Yeah.
You having to do some shit.
You might not be at the stage you want to be at all the time.
Yeah. I mean, you might get to hear the bands you want to hear off in the distance.
Yeah.
But...
You are there.
You are there.
You are there.
Maybe you get close enough to like the main stage, if that's where you want to be. I've noticed, dude, since I've gotten away from like working at the radio station, started getting a lot more indie music in my listening.
How did that happen?
Well, I mean, I just stopped stopped being force-fed mainstream music all the time. So now, if it's not like the Grateful Dead, it's some sort of like tiny jam band that would play like Van Jam or something at Bonnaroo, you know, like something you've never heard of.
Right. And
I've been extremely happy.
You know, that's just one of the things about like this show,
yeah.
Porch Talk, and especially when you talk about Untapped and Vinyl, or even some of the festivals that we've covered, where we like interview the musicians or bands that
you
probably never heard of. They're from like Athens or Birmingham, or, you know, maybe they're a Delta blues artist, right? Here's an opportunity to, like, here's a diamond.
Yeah, so I'm, like, looking at all these festival lineups, you know, and seeing all these huge name bands. I'm like, yeah, they're cool, but I'm looking down there at the fine print.
That's what you gotta do.
I'm like, these guys are actually really cool.
These are the guys.
Yeah, these are the ones you want to see, right?
These are the breakouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look at the fine print.
That's what people... You know, a lot of people miss that. You know, you and I, we went to a lot of festivals. You worked in radio.
Yeah.
And just, like, musically, as far as, like, what we're into, you're more of a hip-hop guy, but, you know what to look for when you see a lineup.
Because
people get so upset about, like, the headliner.
The headliner's like, not...
I can't believe you didn't get so-and-so. And it's like, You're missing it, dude.
The show's down here.
The show's down at the bottom.
Yeah, this is where you're going to see some bands.
You'll see them close tonight. That doesn't matter. They'll probably get outdone.
Yeah, they'll.
There's somebody out there that's hungry.
Yeah, they're out there like, this is the first time we're playing on a big stage, guys. Let's get out here and rock this thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, they might get out there and kill it, or they might, it might be that great.
Yeah.
You know, but it's still.
But they're there.
They're there. You're there. Maybe at the beer tent,
slinging some
styrofoam, or not styrofoam, but foamy beer, which they don't really do draft that much anymore, unless you're at a brewery.
You're getting like tall boys, dog.
Yeah, unless you're at like a brewery, you don't get drafts much anymore.
That's right. That's right. Well, they were in the ketchup. You brought up the Cosmic Gravy.
Yeah.
Now, I've moved to Starkville.
Yeah, moved to Starkville.
I'm living with our boy Co.
Yeah, he's. But that's fun. You know, just his occupation alone would make that interesting.
We grew up together.
Yeah, well, I've known Cole since he was a tiny one.
Right, so you understand, like, we know that Cole.
Yeah, I know growing up Cole.
And I remember, like, Cole when he left for Marines.
Yeah, I remember that Cole,
I remember Cole getting back, even though I was in Mobile, and I remember, like, just following the story.
Got him his first beer when he got back.
Getting, you know, okay.
Yeah, first beer, that's underage as hell. And I'm like, you just got back from boot camp, didn't you? He's like, yeah, I'm back visiting home, and then I got to go to blah, blah, some kind of school. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to get you a fucking beer, man.
And, I mean, key component, like, when I got back from Mobile and we kicked off this thing called Porch Talk, he was one of the first guests.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the first guys willing to come on and do the thing, you know, when we were learning how to do this, right? So, that's my boy.
Yeah, yeah. And but he's a
kicking it with my boy.
He's a, I mean, he, no offense to any police officers or anything, but he is a sheriff's deputy.
He's a cop.
Yeah, cop. That's got to be.
He makes it known on the cast, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that me and him could ever do one together with him being.
Yes, you could.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, we could. Yeah, we could.
Because, you know, like it's.
I remember Cole.
Cole, it's almost. I remember when he had the drug dog, when he was narcotics.
I remember that, too.
In Columbus. When you took that dog's vest off, Stanley was the dog's
name. Yeah, he was cool.
You took the vest off a dog, and it was like he just started being like a civilian dog.
He's just a normal
house dog, right? Yeah. But when you put the vest on, he's all business.
Yeah.
And really and truthfully, man, that's the thing about it. Like, that's not the first time I've heard that comment, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, when the vest comes off, dude, it's cold.
Just a normal guy.
It's a guy, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I've hung out with some cops that were off duty.
Yeah.
And I was on duty. You know, the duty I'd be on.
Right on.
Yeah. And they were cool with it, you know, because they're like, I ain't working. I don't care. I'm like, you don't remember this when you are, though. And they're like, yeah. Just don't be stupid.
I'll tell you this.
I get the don't be stupid more than anything else from my cop friends. Just don't be stupid.
That's just it.
Yeah, just don't be stupid.
Just do
it. Yeah, it's cool. You're living in Starkville.
I'm in Starkville now.
You're not having to commute 800 miles
a day. No more commuting. And we were talking about that the other day. I think it was, I think it was Sid and I, we were talking about this. And I was like, what's crazy is the moment I started working in Starkville, Cole was already there. He had just gotten there, too.
Yeah.
And I could have had this set up the whole time.
Yeah.
And I kind of kick yourself in the ass. It's like, think about all the money you could have saved.
Saved, yeah.
Kick yourself in the ass.
Yeah.
But then I think about it. I was like, if it wasn't for that commute, I wouldn't have so many friends and, like, relationships in Columbus because I would stop off to hang out somewhere
and
just
or
meeting people.
Know
right?
People at have your favorite gas station attendant that knows what you want when you get into the store.
There you go, because you always go to the same one.
Same one.
But also, it's like, well, what if you could have done the same thing in Starkville? I was like, but I work there. I'm already there.
I'm already there. I have to be there. That's kind of like me, man. You know, I don't actually really want to go to Memphis much anymore, like downtown, because I work by the airport.
Yeah?
So, I'm like, you mean you want to go downtown? Because I'm right there by it. And now it's just not interesting anymore. Like, I'm actually wanting to move away from downtown, a farther away.
I think that's just getting older, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so too, because like I'm not as interested in the you know, fast pace craziness, which I am still interested in the fast pace craziness. I just want to be able to leave it.
Well, I've been thinking about this just with, and this might lead off into us going off the deep end a little bit, but when I see, you know, Calvin and I both have been telling you to get back on the Twitterverse, so.
I'm coming.
You can see news that isn't going to break news. You can see, like, people breaking out windows to Western Unions. You can see people breaking into eyewear stores to steal glasses.
No, Elon owns it now. I'm coming.
You can see people robbing a Walgreens blind with no repercussion. And so now when I go to a city, it's like it's high alert. So it's almost to a point now it's like, okay, gas is high. That's a great excuse for me.
Yeah.
Second is I don't want to be in your city.
Yeah, I don't care what you got.
I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Right? It's just crazy. Like, the whole world right now is insane. It was getting to the point we were talking earlier, I think yesterday, was, you know, the more you think about it, it's like, why can't birds not be real?
Yeah, why do they have to be
with this reality
real?
That we're living in?
Yeah.
It's almost like we're living in something crazier than a comic book. I'm watching a Marvel movie, and it feels more real than life right now.
Dude, I've been saying that.
Because they said reality is stranger than fiction?
Yeah. You telling. We've been living that for the past 2 years, man. You know, reality has been way stranger than anything you could dream up.
So, man, let me tell you this. I'm not picking on anybody. I find it hysterical from a comedic standpoint.
Okay.
Okay, so we've had, let's just take it back to 2019.
2 weeks to flatten the curve?
That would be 2020, early 2020. Yeah. Yeah, right there. We have a pandemic breakout, right?
Yeah.
So all these people came out who were... Now, once again, I want to preface this. I'm not picking on anybody.
No, I might.
I'm just pointing something out.
I might.
You can. And I'll probably hop in there with you.
Yeah.
But I just want to preface this. Like, don't get your butt hurt. It's just a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. Everyone was pro-lockdown. These people were pro-lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the mask came, pro-mask. And then when the vaccines came, vaccine or die.
Yeah, I remember that.
And now with this leak of might be a ruling of the Supreme Court that wasn't supposed to happen until June, we're back to it's my body, my choice. And also those same people with a Supreme Court justice that got voted in couldn't define what a woman was because she said she wasn't a biologist. Now, all of a sudden, we're a biologist, and we're my body, my choice again when we were pro-vaccine and pro all this and that. Do you not see some kind of a weird double standard, like we just plug and play?
Yeah, it's whatever you need. It's whatever you need.
What news? Like, what? I want to go to the school they're going to. It's like, how do you not, like, wake up, like, red-pilled and be like, that's horseshit.
Yeah.
This is all horseshit. Like, they're just playing you. They're leading you along. It's like a carrot or something, right? You're being led down. It's like back when greyhounds could race, chasing the rabbit. And these guys is like, remember when the Ukraine thing out? It's like, in Starville, you see Ukraine flags everywhere, over houses and everything. And it's like, buddy, I know. I'll tell you one thing about you. I probably don't want to ever have a beer with you because it probably won't be interesting at all. Because all you know is what the mainstream... Yeah. News media has told you, and you are just doing the thing.
It's the next thing.
Have no idea what the fuck is actually going on around the world.
I support the next thing.
That's it.
Yeah. And that's happened a lot. And you know what I like most is going back to the past couple of years and seeing my memories of things that I posted from
I've been enjoying
like
that too.
Stats that are no longer available by the poster. What happened? If it was science, shouldn't it still be available?
The science changes, John. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you something else that's funny about science. Remember everyone was shaming Joe Rogan for taking ivermectin because it was for horse dewormer?
Yeah.
Have you seen what these pro-abortionist people have been saying to take?
What are they up to?
Isopropyl or something to that
effect.
Pretty
much same thing.
That is given to a horse for ulcers. The same people who were making fun of Joe Rogan for taking ivermectin, which worked for COVID, are the same people wanting to take horse ulcer medicine to alleviate and to kill a fetus.
Yeah.
Because that's what it'll do.
Yeah.
Also has a chance to kill the shit out of you.
Yeah. Could die. Could potentially die. That's
so, I mean, cool. do you see the lunacy? And, like, you can look this up. This was Vice. This was,
reputable sources, because they go through independent.
These are sources that these people trust.
Yeah.
And these are the sources that I laugh at.
Yeah.
I was like, you're not in reality.
Yeah.
Where the hell are you?
Well, they're in reality. It's just not the one that's real.
Dude, like I said, it's like, where did I miss the plug-in?
We didn't catch it because we were actually living life. We didn't buy in. Well, I bought in a little. I got the jab. Congratulations, by the way. Pure blood.
And how about this? Governor Tate Reeves. So, you know, I've been charged $75. No, listen. Hear this out. I'm not a fan of his.
Yeah.
But listen to this. He did right.
What'd he do?
By me. So, you know, I've been charged since January. Well, actually, it was enacted in February. $75 a month for not taking a shot out of my paycheck. Tell me where that money goes.
Where is it going? That's crazy.
That's a great question. And if it's coming out of my check, do you not think
they should,
since
tell you?
I earned it and I'm not getting it, that I should be the one that allocates
where it goes? Yeah.
Would that be fair?
I guess they're going to have to take it. You should at least be able to choose where it goes.
So it's just being taken, and it doesn't have anywhere to go. It's just being taken.
Yeah.
So Tate Reeves passes. You can no longer do that to employees. That's no longer a thing. You cannot punish someone because of a medical decision that they did not take. Right?
Okay, so...
And now there's also a class act lawsuit.
Hmm. Yeah. Great.
Don't I sit pretty sick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't that fun?
Man, see, that's just the crazy shit. It's whichever boat pays the most money. Whichever boat's got the most gold in it.
No. I mean, I got a class act lawsuit to sue my employer for discriminating against me.
Yeah.
Even though I only lost $225. There's a class act lawsuit.
I would sue them. I would sue the shit out of them, see if you got it. They might fire you, but they can't. I don't think they could fire you.
Dude, you know you'd be permanently under the gun.
Oh, yeah. You would have the target on your back would be so massive.
Permanently under the gun.
Yeah. That's a crazy thing.
Who said I wanted to be there anymore? You know how raw I was rubbed by that?
Well, I can understand.
Now, granted, like, we don't understand the whole dynamic of everything. So I work in this office building. I share an office with someone who is vaccinated. We've had the discussion. My supervisor, the only other person I have contact with every day at work, he's vaccinated.
Yeah.
If both of them are okay with interacting with me, and by the way, like, I had to wear a mask because I wasn't.
Yeah.
Did I? No.
No. I mean,
because we had that discussion too. It's like
hanging off your ear.
Yeah. I mean, they said I had to wear it. They didn't say how to wear it.
Yeah. Had to have it on.
I put it like above my eyes.
Yeah. Put it over your eyes.
Yeah.
Maybe put
I'm taking
two,
a nap.
Maybe put two on your ears.
Yeah.
Or get two on your eyes and draw eyeballs
jewelry
on them.
Yeah. This is silly. It's great. No, Grant, I'm not making a lot of COVID. It killed a lot of people in there.
Yeah. Yeah. That is not a joke. It is a joke, but it's not a joke.
That's a good joke.
Yeah.
But I know some people out there are probably just butthurt as hell.
Yeah. I mean, you got to understand, at this point, it's the flu. Just another one.
It's just going to be here. And that was great. You know what's great about playing these shows? And like, we're like a party band, and like, people get up there and shake their ass and have a good time.
I've seen some videos of y'all playing, yeah.
So, dude, someone will walk up, like, do a fist bump, and then like, offer you like a sip of beer or a drink. Maybe they've been drinking it. Maybe they ain't. I don't care. They don't care. I'm just glad we're back to that point in society.
That's what I was thinking at Market Street yesterday, with all those people like right up on top of each other, very few wearing masks. You know, I was like, this is the way it should be.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, and I don't want to disparage those people, but like, you see someone wearing a mask at these events,
wear it.
I'm glad you're wearing it, because that's a disclosure to me. It's like, that is someone I don't want to talk to.
Don't want to talk to. Don't even want to get close to you.
Don't want to.
Your mask is working perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to come around you.
I don't want to be around you. Yeah.
That's the great thing, is like, now we're at the point to where the people that were just being normal about it the whole time get to watch the people. And, you know, nothing wrong with wearing masks. I know people that wear them and stand by them and clutch their masks like Bibles.
And by the way, if you have the flu or if you have COVID, I'm pro you wearing a mask if you have to be in public.
Yeah, absolutely. Wear it if you're in public, because you could kill somebody.
Possibly.
Possibly.
But like, if you're just out perfectly healthy at a fresh air market wearing a mask and no one else is, you're giving off a great signal.
Yeah, you're out there. You're out there showing the signs.
Because all you're doing is virtue signaling at that point, especially if you're like,
look at that person wearing a mask.
In your 20s or 30s.
Yeah. If you're a grown adult, come on now. And, I mean, you know,
I don't like know. Like 60s, 70s, 80s, you're doing it. Pro it.
Do it.
Wear the face shield.
Yeah. I like
the... Wear a gas mask.
I like the ones. They have some fashion mask.
Oh, that's
sick. In Memphis. Dude. You know, glass ones.
Dude, I get one that looks like a damn Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. Paint some bandana on there.
I want to be Michelangelo. That was always my boy.
I was Donatello guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I was Donatello guy. Yeah.
That's crazy. I would go with the stoner and you go with the intellect.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. That is crazy. Holy shit. I never even thought about it. Yeah, I never really liked Michelangelo. He was my brother's favorite.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
My brother, we played, you know, Turtles in Time. And,
hell yeah.
What was the other one that was on the SNES Super Nintendo?
Yeah, I remember. I remember the game. I don't remember the name.
Dude, I was always pick Michelangelo first. I think my brother was like a Raphael guy.
Oh, yeah,
so,
he's
like,
cool.
None of us had like Donatello or Leonardo. Like, we were both short range guys, like just whooping your ass up close.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, just, I always liked that dichotomy, man. It's like me and my brother going in there, like, with the two shortest weapons. I'm in there with nunchucks, and he's nunchucks. In there with, like, forks.
Yeah, he got basically forks on his hands. Yeah. I like the, you know, I think we stepped away. I think we started stepping out when the Ninja Turtles stopped making live action movies. I think things stopped being normal at that point.
That's a hell of a statement.
No, I think that's when the Mandela effect kicked in, this go around.
Can we blame Megan Fox?
Yeah, absolutely can.
Did you hear like what she does?
She said
MGK?
She said that she has manifested this man. She said that she dreamt him up when she was 4 years old. And because he's 4 years younger than her, he has to be the person
that she... blood.
Well, that's because she manifested him. She's hot, but god damn it, she's stupid, crazy, insane. All of them rolled into one. And he's fucking weird. He needs to go back to rapping. I think he said he's going back to rapping and leaving the rock world behind.
The most hated person in any genre.
Any genre of music he's going to go to. Nobody's going to like
him. He's made
his
money. He's already got his girl. Just dip, right?
Yeah, I would just... Dude, you got Megan Fox. Her weird ass is hot and likes your weird ass. Fucking retire, dude.
Let me tell you something, John. You call it weird. It's real.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they drank each other's blood.
I'm telling you, like...
That's fucking crazy.
We can take this thing anywhere you want to go. I'm telling you, like, let's go down the rabbit hole for a second. You want to know about them ritual? That's a very... And her doing that at 4 years old? There's probably a history of that in her family.
Maybe.
These things are generational. I mean, I know a lot of people who may listen to the show are... Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Maybe they're familiar with the Bible. But there are such things as generational curses, things that pass down.
Really?
Yeah. Like, everyone wants to believe you get a fresh start. Yeah, you do when you come to salvation. If you believe in Christianity.
Yeah, if you go down that route.
If you, and I'll say that if, you know, I don't know what you believe. But with that route, yeah, even reading the Bible in its context, because that's talking to humanity that doesn't have any kind of a God. You're trying to learn about a God.
Yeah.
When you come to learn a God, such as Christ, the Son,
mm-hmm.
you can begin to partake in that, and then you can go, like, heaven, whatever you believe.
Yeah, whichever way your beliefs
also, are. Look, Africa, Central America, South America, the Jesuits, the Catholics, I've told you about this stuff.
I've known Haitians. I know they carry generational curses.
So when the Catholics came as missionaries to these folks who worship Aztec gods and the Mayan gods and those things, instead of like doing a true proselytization, they took elements of those sun gods and moon gods and attributed attributes to that's Joseph, that's Mary, that's Jesus.
Yeah.
And so you had...
So that's how you get Horus, people putting Horus, the sun god, along with Christianity.
Well, I mean, that was prior to Christianity. Yeah, Christianity is not the
beginning. Religion. Yeah, it's not the beginning.
Judaism isn't, if I'm not mistaken.
But it sprouted off.
I think Hinduism is the actual oldest recording of, but multiple gods.
Yeah, multiple deities. Yeah.
Multiple deities. And that's not far-fetched.
I get farther behind that than just the one. I like the idea of multiple for different things.
Well, there are multiple.
Yeah.
But there's only one true.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
Because if you're willing to believe in the idea of a God, there had to be a creator. There had to be someone overall who done all this. And so it wouldn't be far-fetched with Lucifer's case. Christ, and it's also interpreted in the book of Joshua, it depicts Satan falling from heaven. Lucifer.
Yeah, Lucifer. Fallen angel, yeah.
Like lightning, right?
Yeah.
And so these fallen gods, these fallen angels, could be gods. Moloch, the big thing with abortion and killing babies. That's what they would do Old Testament-wise. We have sacrificed 60 million over the past 50 years since Roe v. Wade.
It's because of birds.
There we go. Yes, absolutely. And every time that you question the idea of birds, there's more birds. Break time?
Yeah, I'm going to take a...
Something to demonstrate, but then you turned and I just couldn't.
We're back from the break.
Breaks.
We're talking about the birds. Now, one thing that we've learned over the past 2.5 years is that those who were called conspiracy theorists are actually credible scientists, and those who are scientists are credible conspiracy theorists. So who the hell are we now? We're scientists, and so we're here to tell you about those birds. No. Gotcha.
See, the birds, man, they're not real. I don't think. We're the only planets that have deaths. We're the only planet that has birds.
How do you know?
How do you know it's not?
That's fair.
See, that's it. That's fucking birds, dude.
So we're saying, now, I'll tell you this. With a lot of these birds, they look a whole awful lot like dinosaurs.
Mm-mm. Dinosaurs are fucking extinct, man. They got killed by the asteroid.
But somehow we have enough fossils to know what they might have looked like by their bone structure. But mm-hmm. We say they may have been feathered.
I think they might have been feathered. I think the reptile thing was just the Gentiles. I think they wanted them to be like reptiles. That they're really birds. I think dinosaurs are really birds.
Why do you say Gentile?
You know, because the ones that came up with the histories, the white history, like white Jesus, the ones that came up with all that.
What?
You don't know about, you know, white Jesus that was born in Christmas time. Not the real Indian Jesus that was born in May or springtime.
Springtime? Yeah.
I'm talking about, you know, white Jesus, the gentrified people.
Oh, man. History.
Yeah.
101. I'll tell you a lot about those holidays.
We have one today.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
To all you mothers out there.
Yeah.
And to those of you who aren't, well, you know what to do.
You're not trying hard enough. Men, you too. If you're not a mother yet, you're not trying hard enough.
Birthing people.
Well, see, that's something that's under a lot of scrutiny right now. You know, we hit on it just a little bit before the break.
Touching on it.
And we touched it. And, you know, Roe versus Wade pretty much, basically gave women the right to decide whether or not to carry their baby.
No, it didn't.
Well, basically.
Misconstrued. They say, let's break this thing down. We'll probably talk about it some more on the show because I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there.
Yeah.
So let's just say that leak is true.
Yeah.
Because it is a leak. It happened in late April?
Yeah.
Early May. Ruling doesn't come out till June.
And it's just a draft.
And then the leak says the statement was written in February.
Yeah.
Okay? By Scaluto. Okay? So it wasn't any of Trump's three.
No.
It wasn't Kavanaugh, it wasn't Barrett. I don't remember the other one.
None of his, yeah. I don't remember the other one, yeah.
But anyway. Whatever. So, if Roe v. Wade is overturned, that doesn't change anything with women's rights. It doesn't reverse anything in 50 years of history. All that does is it gives...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The power and authority of abortion back to the states.
Yeah.
It's no longer federal.
Yeah. Which is a good thing.
Which is a good thing. Things should not be federal. Yeah. I hope this leads to more things unfederalized.
Yeah.
And belonging to the state.
Yeah, because that's the way things should be, small government.
And so why do you think that's a good thing, Alan? You live in a conservative Alabama or Mississippi. Why is that a good thing? Because the federal government has no idea what it's like to be in the Pines. It doesn't know what it's like to live in Alabama or Mississippi. It doesn't know what's going on around here. And so when I elect officials, even if I put them in Senate or Congress at the federal level, I trust my state and congressmen and mayors and lower politicians to actually have a beat of what the town is feeling.
And what I need.
And what I need. So I want that power to be regulated to the lowest possible number.
Yeah.
And so if Roe v. Wade overturns, I don't think it'll go like this. But hear me out. This is what I believe to be true, to be the best thing possible. The power goes back to the state. Even if it's a red state, even if it is pro-life, or even if it's California, pro-choice, and God only knows what crazy-ass California will do.
Yeah, there's no telling.
It'd be like, you could probably abort a baby at 50 years old.
Well, I know.
Some shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? So, let's just say it goes back to the state.
Post-fetus.
I would be interested in representing. I'd be a politician. I might be like one that you would actually be. Like, I would make an ad about me wanting to be a lizard person.
Yeah. Be like, I want to be accepted by the lizard.
I want to be the lizard. Vote me and I'll be the lizard.
Yeah.
The only difference between me and the other lizards is I'll actually do what I say.
Yeah, I'll actually.
Vote for me, the lizard that wants to be a lizard.
Yeah, I actually want to be a lizard.
So, if that power returns to the state, if the state would give the power to the municipalities, and then everything can keep right on the way it was, right? It doesn't have to be a strong cultural divide, and everything can be to a local level, and then it gets to a point to where, well, I can't afford to leave this state. Well, maybe you can afford to leave that town if need be, right? And you can live among people who have like-minded beliefs.
Yep.
And that, to me, is a dichotomy of a great country, a great government that is self-governing because it limits its government to places.
Yeah.
Right?
And a regional government is more successful than a united, I think.
So, like, this big thing about, like, we think that abortion could be the final domino to a civil war, to make this cold civil war hot.
I don't believe it.
I don't either, but
I think we're too scared. You know, as the general populace, I think we're too scared. We just want to be told what to do for the most part.
Well, I mean, what do you think about like outside powers, like China or like maybe even Russia or
stewing the pot
that is stirring the pot and constantly feeding it with such as social applications as TikTok that kind of think about. Okay, I'll give you a fresh take. I don't know how much you paid attention to it. I'm going to talk about it with Kyle as well. But this is my take on, like, libs of TikTok. It was this very popular Twitter account. When it got exposed by Taylor Lenz, who worked for the Washington Post, it had a little under, like, 500,000 followers, I think, around there.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe 250K. Okay? Somewhere in that range, right? When Taylor Lorenz wrote the hit piece, Doxter gave away, like, the address of the person. That account blew up, and now I think it has, like, millions of followers now.
Yeah.
It's bigger than ever. And the whole point of that account was it was pointing out, like, child grooming going on in elementary and middle schools, and even preschools of people, like, grooming children.
Yeah.
And it was these teachers coming out and doing like a TikTok video explaining how they run their classroom. Whether parody or real, I can't be sure. I don't know. I can't discern that. But I've been following it and I've been watching it and it's concerning. And so that really had a big political wave with as it got to be shared throughout the internet. That's a big reason why we have a new governor in Virginia, right? We had that transgender issue to where that person was identifying to be
something that was not
a female,
yeah,
and still had male genitalia and molested a girl in the bathroom and also tried to molest another girl in a vacant classroom. And so that was why a Republican governor won the race in Virginia. Like, the parents got involved, and it's like, I don't want my kids with that.
Yeah.
And so there's been a big undersweep of culture to where all these things become acceptable, whether you believe Netflix or Disney or just all these big tech, with social media, with the Twitter drive, like with everything that's being propagated to us through ads and through censored to the posts that you can see or cannot see. You have to literally engage with things that you want to see.
Yeah.
Or else you'll just be flooded with just generic things, right? And it's a sense of boldness just to interact with those things just because you like them.
Yep.
So we have this big cultural shift, and it's working. But then Elon Musk buys Twitter, and now they want to give us a ministry of truth, yeah, so to speak.
That's why I'm coming back. Coming. I might even set up my account when I get up to Memphis tonight.
You should have never left.
I didn't like my account. I had one.
You have full authority over your account.
I know, but I wasn't paying attention when I set it up. I was too, we had just got done doing a podcast.
Fine.
So I was, you know, I wasn't, yeah, and ready. Go with ready.
So thoughts on Elon Musk buying Twitter?
Very pleased.
Very pleased.
Very pleased.
For what reason?
Because I think he'll, you know, the social medias is supposed to be, it wasn't designed to be, but it's turned into like free speech haven.
It's a town hall,
I guess, yeah. And I think it's being censored quite a bit by the powers.
By the powers that be.
But, and I think he'll help, you know, take away some of that.
And like it or not, Twitter is the town hall of the internet.
It is. It really is. Everything goes through there first.
Like, everyone's, follow my Facebook, follow my Instagram. If you really want to be known, you need to have a prominent Twitter.
You got to have a prominent Twitter.
And it's hard to be prominent on Twitter unless you're clever. And that's why everyone diverts to Facebook or Instagram, because it's really hard to play a good game on Twitter. And I'm not telling you that because I do. I don't.
I think I'm going to go balls deep on Twitter, though. Just be, like, completely brutal to everything and everybody.
I'm a troll.
Yeah, I'm a troll everything.
I have a troll account. I have a personal account. Then I have the Porch Talk account. The Porch Talk account really doesn't do anything. I should at least like post the episodes and things. But dude, I'm so horrible at that.
There's a thing. We had it at the station.
It just automatically does it for you.
You can put all your socials. It's kind of like Linktree, in a way.
That, okay,
but different. It's like it doesn't put all your socials in one place. Yeah. It puts all of your posts on.
So each you write, of your you write social, one and it goes.
You send can all. Send it to every social.
That's another thing about it. It's because, like, for a lot of these things, it's like the personality is different.
Yeah, that's what we ran into a lot.
It's like a because, and it's not like it's some kind of schizo.
No, you're not having multiple personalities.
No, it's just the way that I interact with that audience on that social platform.
I think, yeah, this one's going to be my personal, and I'll just be one of those ones that get the 30-day bans and has to sit out.
That's the thing about it, though, if we have free speech again.
You won't get any ban. There shouldn't be any bans.
So people who have been banned, they have the authority to come back.
I am fairly convinced that getting like kicked out of Facebook and all that shit is friendly fire, and you need to adjust your friends list.
That is exactly what it is.
I am a firm believer that it's friendly fire, and because I don't ever get like any of that wild shit I post.
I've been like nobody since ever. This year. I've been in like the red zone 3 times.
Nobody ever fucking turns me.
Like I'm permabanned on some things.
Yeah. See, it's all coming from friendly fire. Either they're jealous or they don't like the moves you're making.
Yep.
So if you're having a lot of trouble getting kicked out of Facebook, it's because you got some family member that your posts are butthurt about, that you make posts that make them get butthurt, or it's one of your friends like trolling you, which I've seen that happening sometimes. Where you report that post, I'm gonna report that post.
I've had that quite a bit to me. Yeah.
So, and I mean, it's funny.
Friends.
It's funny in a way, as long as you're not the one that it's happening to. As long as you're not the one getting the fucking bans, it's hilarious, you know?
I don't know how the hell that's hilarious to anybody.
I mean, why does it matter so much? Why are you so goddamn butthurt?
Like, if you don't want to see it, hit that block button.
Block.
Hit unfollow. The unfollow. Hit the unfriend.
Yeah, all of it. You can even unfollow, like, soft unfriend on Facebook now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can do that on Twitter. I'm going to find out.
No, you can't. You're just following each other. If you get tired of their shit, just unfollow
them. Just be like, gone.
Or if they're trolling, you just block them.
See, it's 100% friendly fire, and if you're getting banned on Facebook and like Instagram all the time, you need to adjust your shit.
How the fuck to adjust?
You just got to watch. You got to watch.
But they, I mean, they're
you
not...
remember back in the day when you would get, when Facebook would put out those quiz things where you could see your most view, like the person that views your page the most time. I think there was some weight on those. I think they actually worked.
Oh, I think they did too.
And sometimes...
Is there a way to get that now?
I'm going to try and search for it when I get to some better internet. God.
Talking a lot of shit right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit out. A lot of shit to be talked out here, Kennedy. You're on review. But yeah, I think there... Because I remember I would be looking at my... people who view your page the most back in the day, and there'd be people I didn't even know, or you know, didn't really know, like right up way up there at the top, and I'm like, oh no, you're gone.
Yeah.
And I would kick them, I'd boot them bitches out of there real quick.
Yeah.
If you're like lurking on my page, you gone, and don't ever interact, and you're like one of my top friends,
out of here,
you gone.
That's a good point to make. Because it's like the power of social media. It's like, unless it's like a spam bot, and I can immediately
tell. Yeah, you
like,
can
it's
tell.
Like this, it's just like
hot chick
with big ass boobs. It's like,
yeah, I'm 2 miles away. No, you're not.
Yeah,
no, like, you every are not.
Every app is a dating app.
Yeah,
but
I'm 2 miles away.
Yeah, so I don't so much do that. But if it's just like, I don't know, like we have a mutual friend or two.
Yeah, you gotta check those too.
That could be another one of them.
Because sometimes I have friends, I don't know if you do, that just blindly accept motherfuckers. Yeah. You got to watch them because you'll be like, yeah, I really know this person.
Yeah, because it's somebody in a close circle, right?
Yeah, somebody in your close circle that you're like, okay, maybe I do actually know this person. So because somebody else you really know got suckered in because... the person you mutually know was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you get, yeah, I know. That's how it should happen.
That's another thing about it, though. It's like, this is where I'm at, John. This is where I'm trying to get to. But then I have these moments to where I just want to post. And where the hell did that come from? But,
yeah, you just want to post.
Yeah.
2022.
I'm an attention whore. I need some attention. Who will like this shit?
Who's gonna like this post?
Who's gonna interact with me? I need some attention.
Yeah.
I'm a little attention whore.
That's what, you know, the thirst post. I like those.
Yeah, so man, it's my biggest thing right now with social media is like not posting at all.
Yeah.
And
yeah, your and Facebook then they was like, pretty much dormant for the most part. Are you banned right now?
Somewhat.
Mm.
But I, at the same time, it's like I'm trying to just post on Porch Talk.
On Facebook?
And just through Instagram. Not even interact with Facebook at all. Like I have, you know, with the band, I have a login, so I like to watch what the things are going on over there.
Yeah.
And I like to see what people are talking about, because that's another thing about Twitter. Is the memes that you see on Facebook?
They've already been on Twitter.
They've already been on Twitter for at least a week.
Well, that's why I like Reddit. I'm a big Reddit guy.
Reddit's the same way. And I would like to establish a Tumblr. Not a Tumblr, but
I was going to say, is Tumblr coming back around?
A Discord. And Portstalk has a Discord, and we have about 13 people in it.
I was on Discord one time,
and like, but it was I want to build that community, because like, I want to, like, when we get the YouTube subscribers up to 100
and
we
can
go live, it's like, we'll just hop on Discord
and be like,
and like, that's where they'll comment and be like, questions. Talk about this, talk about what about this, what about that? Because, you know, like,
did y'all know, because there'll be people that would be listening in real time that would have better internet.
Yep.
And could be like, hold on, we just fact checked you, you're wrong.
And we would actually probably not do it here. We would have to go somewhere where there would be internet.
Where there would be good internet.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how it would be live streaming, being like, we're live streaming from a secret location in Kennedy, Alabama.
Yeah. That's another thing I've been thinking about, is not to get negative, but I don't think it's negative at all, is we're going to continue to do Porch Fest, but I don't think we're going to do it off this porch anymore.
Really?
I think we're going to go to a bigger city.
Bigger venue?
Not a venue necessarily, but
bigger porch.
A bigger porch in a bigger town, or maybe a venue.
Okay. I'd hate for it not to be back there. I hate I missed the last one.
Well, I think, here's my thinking, and I'm thinking about that two ways. It's like, maybe maybe keep this one, but not do 2 days anymore.
Yeah, just one day.
It just kills me. Like, I lose my ass every time I do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
Well, that's like a lot of things. You'll lose the first.
Yeah.
No telling how many. There'll be one. It'll just start happening. It'll just start clicking, and it'll start making.
So, yeah, and there's a part of me that wants to keep going.
Yeah,
And I'm going to keep going, but just do it one day and maybe just do, like, 8 acts.
Think it's too much?
2 days?
Yeah.
No, I think 2 days is perfect if people would commit to 2 days.
Yeah.
It's like, and another big thing about it is, like, I did that for my friends.
Yeah, this was.
And, like, most of my friends didn't even show up.
My bad, dude. I had to work. Little did I know.
I'm not looking for an apology.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but that's just a reality. It's like, this is a time for, like, all of us to kick it together, because that rarely fucking happens. And we can all be together in one place, and then after it's over, it's like, we kick it, and I throw the mic on, and we just get in a big-ass room, and we just do a big-ass cast or some shit.
Yeah. I had all intentions of coming, dude. And then,
I was just saying. Yeah, I mean, we talked about it before when it happened, and it happened quick.
Yeah, it was like,
you didn't have a whole lot of time, dude. Yeah.
That's because, and if I'd have known, I could have just quit, because I started at FedEx the next, like, week.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fine, dude. It was a great time. It was great. Like I said, we're going to do it again.
How are the food vendors this time? How'd they do?
I had Bullies again. He did good. And then I had Yardbird the next day, and I think they did good. And that's another thing is, man, as much work as I fucking put into that shit,
That tattoo convention I was a part of, man, they finally had to stop it. Well, COVID killed it, like everything else.
Yep. And that's the thing, is like, I started doing it in COVID, so I'm not looking for like big results, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not brokenhearted. I'm not disappointed. I'm just trying.
Well, that's all it takes.
And a lot of times, man, I get fucking discouraged about it sometimes, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, because, you know, that's like when I was starting to do comedy at the Princess. I was trying to get these shows going. Nobody would ever fucking show up. I couldn't get comedians to commit to coming. Couldn't fucking get people to show up. Like, I had a show planned out, and none of the fucking comedians showed up. So I just had to, like, make some shit happen last minute.
I'm going to do the whole thing myself.
Yep, just going to have to fucking do it. And that's what it turns into usually, man. People don't want to be a part of something until it's already a something.
Yeah, I agree, man. And we've been doing it for 3 years now, and I'm not going to stop now. I was just thinking it would be cool to do it in more than one location.
You could make a porch tour.
That's what I was actually thinking.
Porch Fest tour.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Kind of like South by Southwest, you know, kind of.
Yeah. Tours it. Yep. That's what I'm thinking.
And, I don't know. There was some stuff happening that, you know, that.
And it kind of gives you an opportunity, and like maybe the people on the set who can't make the whole travel will just catch some of them, you know.
Be like, oh shit, I can come here.
You put asterisks and all kinds of
being like
he's here, he's not here.
Kind of like how they do when multiple bands are touring
together.
And
I'll tell you this, and like a lot of people enjoyed it as well. I got a lot more comments about episodes than more than usual. People really enjoyed the episode that you and Kyle did that I wasn't on.
Yeah, you were just
I was just in the background.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. It's like
we were canceled.
Yeah, as we get going with the things, it's like I don't mind not being
you
there.
You can be canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Funny.
That was a lot of fun. And you know, there was one thing we was going to talk about. What do you say? It's a red pill.
Yeah, come on, bring it.
The debacle of this. You know, the new distraction.
Oh, what's the new distraction now?
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Dude, is that not the funniest thing? It's like...
It's like the mockery of a fucking justice system.
I think Johnny Depp has won the appeal of the public.
Yeah, he is. He has the public behind him.
And I think everyone's realizing that Amber Heard is just a total piece of shit.
She shit in his bed.
Yeah.
She shit on his fucking bed.
Not only that, it's like she used to date Elon, and like there's a picture of him and her like leaving like a Met Gala.
Yeah,
his face was bruised.
Well, I think
I think she's narcissistic and she's an awful.
This is something I was wanting to talk
about. She needs
help.
Man.
There, you know, everybody's down on dudes talking about how fucking terrible we are.
Oh,
toxic
my God,
masculinity.
It was just another thing to make it harder on us. To be real.
Now, what nobody's talking about mean bitches. Nobody's talking about toxic femininity.
What's going on around here?
Man, I mean, there are ladies. Dude, I got a skull and crossbone tattooed. I hope my daughter doesn't hear this. I got a skull and crossbone tattooed on my ring, like wedding band finger, because of how terrible my first wife was. There is toxic femininity. It's a real thing. Bitches are like, not all of you ladies. But bitches, they mean, dude, and they can really, like, jade males, and nobody ever talks about it.
And we like to talk about how the men are too immature to try again.
Yeah.
Maybe they've seen it.
Maybe we're like, God, this bitch, like, every time she would raise your hand, you wince at her or something, you know. You're like, that shit happens.
It's a real fucking thing.
And, you know, their court case.
And it's always to the girl's side. Think about, like, divorce court with a child involved.
Oh, man.
Who typically gets custody?
No, it's always the woman's child.
Can we bring
child.
Up a weird statistic that is strange? And now, I'm not hating on our alphabet community.
Yeah.
But listen to this. Statistically, with domestic abuse, let's say two gay men. What's the statistic?
I don't know. Probably very, very few.
Very, very low.
Yeah.
Almost zero.
Because dudes can get along.
Why?
We can get along.
We can get along. And also, there's the idea that if I cross you, you might come at me.
Yeah, you might come at me. And I don't want to deal with that.
It's male on male, right?
Yeah.
We understand, like, what's going on. Now, with a male and female relationship.
We've always been taught to not touch a female.
But the average goes up.
Yeah.
Nationwide. Worldwide. Well, we can't say. Let's go nationwide.
Yeah, nationwide.
Let's say 17.53%. Look that up for yourself.
Lance arm.
That's a good way. Between that. Now, could be recorded each way. Let's just say predominantly male. But here's the myth buster. Lesbian.
I have seen...
The domestic violence rate, sky fucking high. Can I tell you that our high school did a high school experiment on my grade and the grade above me, they did all boys, all girls.
Yeah.
Thinking, because we were violent kids. Like, the grade, my grade and the grade above me,
yeah,
we fucking got down every day. We were fucking fighting.
Yeah.
We were fucking bad. But what they didn't understand was our girls were better.
Oh, yeah.
When they separated us, boys, girls, those damn girls were scrapping, buddy. We need each other.
Yeah.
We need each other. We calm each other down. Like, think about those stats I gave you. It's like, boys will be boys. But when you get a female involved,
oh, yeah,
boys will be boys and fight for that girl.
Yeah, they want that girl.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a fact. That's same goes. Fact. Yeah.
Same goes for everything, dude. Same goes for everything.
And that's what people don't talk about. It, man. People don't talk about how mean ladies can be. She has.
Well, think about it. They have the worst time of their life once a month.
Yeah,
it's called a period.
They don't have to take that out on everybody. It's not my fault. I didn't give it to you.
Slow the fuck down now, John.
I mean, I know that's not PC or anything, but now I didn't give it to you, so you don't have to be a bitch to me about it. That's the thing. That's
come on, man. If you just fucking perpetually bled for a week at a time, come on. Yeah. I'm not trying to be feminist here, but yeah, just a little slack.
Yeah, I mean,
think about it. If, like,
well, think about
once a month you had, like, damn blue balls.
Or had to shove a cotton ball up your... your urethra.
That's a little bit different, though, dude. I mean, like, think about, like, it goes down to the way that you dress, and even, like, you gotta, like, imagine you're at work and you didn't get a proper pad or, like, tampon or some shit.
Mm.
And, like, you bled through a little bit. You gotta fucking take off work and go fix that. You don't want to be, like, having the bloody spot on your shit.
Yeah, you don't want that all day.
By the way, to go to the Steve-O show?
Yeah. Yeah, how was that, buddy?
Phenomenal. Now, this is his bucket list tour. Before that, he did the gnarly tour. And he got, like, a disclaimer. It hurt my ears. It was fucking loud as shit. Like, before the show started, he was, like, being a salesman, right? Talking to you about all the merchandise on the merch table, right?
Yeah.
Being really good at it. Made you really want it.
Yeah.
Wasn't about to pay any of that for that.
Well, let's say, what did a Steve-O t-shirt run?
25?
That's about the going rate, I guess.
That's fine, but I didn't want a t-shirt.
Yeah, okay.
I got enough damn t-shirts.
Yeah.
And I don't know him. He ain't my boy. If it's like I got a band t-shirt on right now. Stiftones.
Yeah.
I'll wear that. I pay money for that.
That's good shit. You know those dudes.
I'll support that. Yeah. And if someone asks me, I'll tell you about it. Steve-O, God, he's famous. Who... You don't know about Steve-O? Well, you've been living under a rock? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Now, if he had, like, a Dick House t-shirt, which they didn't have, or, like, he had a damn trucker hat that said, yeah, dude, I was tempted, but then I said, I got a trucker hat that says Pop Country's Poser, so I got a trump card on this.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. So, I had never been to a comedy show like that. I've never been to, like, a Tom Segura. I've never seen, like, a huge comic in, like, a theater like that, right? That was my first time, like, seeing a comic at that level.
Yeah, like
that. And the way a Steve-O show works is he'll build up a joke, and then, like, he'll build up what he's about to show, and it's a short film, just like Jackass, and it'll be, like, the name of a joke that's about to happen. And the disclaimer that he gave is, I'm not responsible for the pussies who are going to pass out from these videos.
Yeah.
Are telling three people passed out in that theater that night.
What was it?
That show, John, that show of his is rated XXX.
Okay.
And I'll tell you a little bit about the show. It's his bucket list tour. Like, you'll probably be able to buy it on DVD when it gets done touring and all that. Like, this happened to my buddy. He wasn't paying attention. He's the kind of guy that just holds his phone in his hand.
Yeah.
That kind of guy. So, they gave a warning before the show started. If a security guard and they're going to be watching, they're going to be watching good. If they see a cell phone, you're going to be kicked the fuck out. And so, like, he slides his phone up his leg and he catches himself and he, like, hits a button and it lights up. And he's sitting on the other side of my other friend, right?
Yeah.
He's a seat apart from me.
Okay.
And I see the security guard stir up and I see that the guy sitting next to me was like well aware of it, right?
Yeah.
And I said, he just saw his phone. And he was, what's going on? I said, he just saw his phone. He's about to come up here. He's about to be kicked out. We're about to be a friend down.
Yeah.
And sure as shit stinks, dude. He tapped him on the knee. He's like, that guard's coming up because he saw your phone. He said, I didn't have my phone out. It didn't even register. He's so used to doing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that security guard walks up and he was like, I saw that phone. It better stay in your pocket for the rest of the time. If not, I will kick you the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because that was the disclaimer of the show. It's like, you will not record anything. You have no right to picture. Now, at the end of the show, everybody, like Steve-O said, take your phones out now, take a picture, tag me on Instagram, da-da-da-da, right?
Yeah, do the thing.
This is fair. Which is great marketing, yeah. Once again, because you go viral.
Yeah, you get all the attention.
Right. So, and he totally told that, but the whole being an attention whore. And so, he shows, like, he describes this joke about being, defining what a macho man is.
Okay.
And there was this joke from this comedian from when he was a child, and he remembers hearing it, and it just stuck with him. A macho man is someone who could run home after having a vasectomy. And so Steve-O was like, how do I take it a step farther? I'll ride a horse bareback after a vasectomy. And the video, like, showed, like, his vasectomy. Like, you saw the film of his balls being torn open, getting the... You saw all that, right? Yeah. And you're already a little squeamish, right?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, it's like 2 hours later, and it shows him like bare ass in a fucking hospital nightgown, fucking barebacking a horse and just fucking ball slamming on that horse. And then after that, he's strung up upside down and the kid's beating his ass, beating his balls like he's a fucking pinata. And then he has like another friend like shoot him in the balls with a paintball gun or some shit. Like point. It's just... And, like, do you see how, like, Triple X it is? It's not like it's hardcore porn. It's starting. There was porn involved on it, though.
Yeah, okay.
He did a thing called skyjacking, and, like, just, you'll see it.
Yeah, it's gross. Yeah. So, yeah. He doesn't disappoint.
No disappointment there. I was so glad to see it. And the opener was, who's the fat token? Presley?
Oh, what's his name?
Presley, is that his first or last name?
The big guy.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. Exactly. Anyway, yeah.
He's like low tier jackass, right?
Yeah. So he opened for him?
He opens.
What did they call him? Wee Man?
No, it's Wee Man's Accolade. It's like Wee Man being like, it's Wee Man dressing up as a banana and like this guy is like a gorilla. Something Presley. Something Presley.
Hey, I don't know. Either way. Anyway.
I feel like a damn fool for not remembering that. And he did it like a 5-minute stand-up as an opener. And it was okay.
Funny guy.
Yeah, it was okay. He told a funny joke about Ryan Dunn. Like, Ryan Dunn, like, bare-ass farted or shat on him while they were in the Netherlands. And, like, for whatever reason... Mayonnaise comes as a tube of mayonnaise over there. And so, like, it was somewhat handy. And so, like, why he done that, he shoved that tube of mayonnaise up his ass and just squirted mayonnaise all up his ass. And I was like, that sounds Ryan Dunn as fuck to me, you know?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's totally worth watching. If you got a weak stomach or if you get a little finicky about things... You might be what Steve-O calls a pussy. So that was a disclaimer. If you're a pussy, you're probably going to pass out. There's an average of at least one person that passes out every show. And three people passed out that night.
And he's pretty funny.
Oh, very, very, very funny. Yeah, very funny guy.
He doesn't have a different persona, though. He's always kind of a raunchy dude.
Yep.
He's not one of the comedians that's got this clean persona and then has this ruthless stand-up. Now, that was a thing back in the 90s for comedians, to have, like, this clean family image to get after they become famous, and then their stand up be really gritty. Eddie Murphy did it.
What are your thoughts
on that? Bob Saget. I like it. I like the idea.
So it's kind of the idea of like Bob Saget, like Full House versus his comedy.
Yeah, and like Eddie Murphy's comedy versus Dr. Doolittle.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you've listened to much.
Eddie Bob Saget and Eddie Murphy both vulgar.
Vulgar, terrible. Well, not terrible, but just very vulgar comedians.
Very vulgar.
And I don't know. I kind of like that. I kind of like having the
dichotomy.
Yeah, the family comedy and this is if you want the real
shit. Wouldn't that like screw you up if you like saw them in a comedy family, you look their stand up and you're just like, oh,
I'm gosh. Sure that happened. Oh, yeah, man. No, I love it. That's part of why I love it.
It's like a shock factor.
It's like, holy shit, that's the real guy. Because I remember my dad would always tell me about Bob Saget that
he's kind of rough.
He's a rough guy. He's like, you don't need to watch that.
Yeah.
I'm like, he just said he had a new comedy show coming out. He's like, yeah, that's his stand up. You don't want to watch that. And I never knew why until I actually watched some of his stand up. And then I'm like, oh.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I like that shit. I like having the. Kind of like you with the multiple Twitters.
Yeah, personalities.
I like having the way to differentiate. So
the thing about it is, like, you're known both ways. Like,
yeah,
I don't tell people, like, my fake account.
Yeah, yeah, you only have the one for sure.
Yeah, I've got it.
Or the two for sure. There, people know it's you on Porch Talk and your personal.
Yeah, you don't know what my alternative is.
Yeah.
And you don't even know if it still exists.
Yeah.
It might be dead.
I'm gonna just make me, and I'm just gonna be wild as fuck on there, man.
I mean, you're already wild on Facebook.
Yeah, too. It's gonna be worse because I don't have any.
That's a weird thing that work. That's wild. It's like if I posted what you posted, like
you'd be gone.
Goodbye.
Yeah, you'd be gone. I'm telling you, dude, friendly fire. It's always friendly fire.
Demons.
The demons coming.
Lights flickered, guys. I feel like this was decent. Anything else to do?
No, I'm pretty sure we could walk it on out the door, man.
Yeah. Let's do that. Well, this has been another Off the Deep End. We're Off the Deep End and the fact that the real world has become the deep end, and we're all swimming in it, and we're inviting you to take the red pill to realize that you're in the shallow end.
Yeah. Just come with us. We have candy.
Yeah. And Vans.
In Vans.
All right, guys. See ya.
Peace.
how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.